Thanks so much for having me, Mark. How are you this morning?
Very well, thank you. Tell us about this new fundraising program called Hello for Hope.
Yeah, it's a community activation and fundraising initiative that we've been working on over the past 12 months. And, you know, we're really lucky that it's been made possible by the generosity of the late Peter Ryle and his family, who've been working with us to develop an ongoing way that we can raise awareness and funds for our local Lifeline Centre.
Now, I was really interested to read in this media release that came out that many people believe that Lifeline received money from the National Lifeline body or from the government, which is what I thought. However, you're actually self-funding.
Yeah, that's right. So we do receive a small amount of funding from the Victorian State Government, but we actually have to raise 75% of the funds we need to keep the call centre operating. And that involves, obviously, putting a roof over our volunteers' heads, making sure that we've got access to the internet, phone, and communication so that we can answer those important calls. And most importantly, training our volunteers to be accredited crisis supporters. It's quite a commitment, and it's quite involved for them to go through that process to even be able to get on the phone to help someone.
Yeah. Now, the Hello for Hope fundraising initiative is going to involve community members and businesses as well, plus individuals, obviously. Sort of, how does it work? What are the logistics of it?
Yeah, great. So we're holding a launch event on Friday, the 5th of August, and we're asking people who are interested in hearing more about the important work we do and getting involved in Hello for Hope Week to attend. Tickets are available via our website, and they'll come and hear from some of our amazing Lifeline ambassadors about the work that we do. And what we're asking people to do is to put their hand up to host some kind of a fundraising activity in Hello for Hope Week, which is the first week in September. And that might be something small, like a morning tea at their workplace, you know, maybe a pizza lunch, something like that. It might be more involved. It might be a trivia night at the local pub or bingo night with their cricket club. You know, we've already had someone put their hand up to host a cinema night, and someone else is doing a high tea garden party already. So it could be as small or as big as you like it. But the idea is to raise awareness around the fact that we have a local Lifeline Centre who, you know, answers over 18,000 calls every year to people from our community who need help, and that we, you know, and raise funds to help us to ensure we can keep answering those calls.
So, obviously, we've had a torrid couple of years with COVID and what have you, and it doesn't look like it's over yet, unfortunately. But how have you found the amount of calls, the amount of people who've contacted you who need help over, certainly, let's say, post the last huge spike of pandemic? Is the need still a very strong one, Lisa?
Yeah, it absolutely is. So I think what we've experienced is that more people know it's okay to not be okay, and they're reaching out for help more often, which is wonderful. It means that we prevent people having that imminent suicide need, although there is still a significant portion of calls we take that do need our imminent suicide prevention skills. And last year we answered 11,000 calls, and this year we've answered 18,000 calls from our community. Wow. So that's a significant increase, and that's not probably since the beginning of the pandemic. That's since only last year. So the volume is not dropping off, and we don't expect it to drop off. But of course, as you can imagine, some of our volunteers who have been committed to answering calls that whole time, they're now starting to experience a bit of burnout.
Yeah.
So we are always recruiting for more volunteers to train so that as people need to step away for short or long periods of time, we're able to replace them with other people who have the skills to provide crisis support to people who need it when they need it.
Lovely. If people want to find out more and want to get involved in this new initiative, how can they do so? Hello for Hope, it's called. How do they go about it?
Yeah, they can jump onto our Facebook page or our website, which is lifelinecvm.org.au, and follow the links to the Hello for Hope page. They can purchase tickets there, find out more about how they can get involved in the Hello for Hope Week.
Lisa, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks so much, Mark.